community by government towards improving the healthcare services in the recent national health insurance might seem reassuring to South African. Experts have warned that the NHI might not be effective in offering relief to South Africa's mental health care crisis. Chatting to us this morning is Shokat Magjeka, the Mental Health Portfolio Manager for PharmaDynamics. Good morning and thanks for chatting to us.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Now, this is an interesting one, and I feel that here in South Africa, the challenge, or I think South Africans, don't realize the crisis we face in terms of mental health. Now, the national health insurance experts are arguing that this isn't a quick fix, you know, for the problem that we are facing. What's your take on this?
I completely agree with that in terms of it's not going to be a quick fix. I just want to take you maybe back a couple of months with the life. I'm not sure if you're aware of the life Isidomeni tragedy that occurred up in Gauteng.
Yes.
Where more than 1,000 people were displaced and more than 100 mentally ill patients died due to neglect. So, you know, putting that into that just happened the other day on our doorstep, you need to consider that NHI is not going to be able to fix this quite quickly and not immediately. We also need to realize that the NHI in its entirety will only come, probably only come into fruition in about 14 years' time. So as much as it's been, there's a white paper and it's going to be spoken about and there's going to be comments required, it's not going to be something that's coming to effect tomorrow as such.
Now, do you feel, as I mentioned earlier, I actually get the sense whenever, you know, you talk about mental health, it's still, some communities are still in denial about it. Do you feel the reason for this is that they are not informed adequately about the challenges, or perhaps only when someone has a person that is suffering with a mental health issue that they are aware of you know, the challenges facing mental health?
I think that the biggest problem is that mental health, there's still huge stigma attached to mental health. You know, in communities, if you listen to people talk and you say you're suffering from depression, ah, it's okay, man, just get over it, you're just feeling sad. Or yes, mal, or something like that comes up. It's not taken seriously as your primary illness, like a diabetes or like a hypertension. And I think that for me is the biggest problem with mental health. And you're right, it's a lot down to education in terms of breaking that stigma, speaking about it more.
What do you think are some of the challenges the mental healthcare fraternity faces in terms of, you know, looking at the aid they offer to patients as well as, you know, those working in the field?
There was a really interesting article that was doing the rounds yesterday about someone that took off 2 days for mental health, two mental health days, if I can call it that. And that's going in the right direction where people want to speak about it in terms of they're getting it out there and breaking that stigma. And I think there's a lot of organizations, including ourselves at PharmaDynamics, where we are making it more public, making people more aware of the stigma attached. And we want people to speak about it because it has to be spoken about irrespective of religion, culture, race as such.
And if we look at you know the issue surrounding the fraternity itself, I know, you know, you've mentioned briefly some of the challenges there, but looking at the skills, do you feel that people are equipped with the skills to deal with this, with the challenges of mental health?
Would you say people?
I'm referring to the experts in the field. Do you feel that we have to perhaps look at changing the way in which we are training them? Because I know that often, and one of the biggest challenges our healthcare facility faces are resources. Perhaps we don't have the leading resources and equipment and in a public hospital to deal with this. And unfortunately, you know, most people in South Africa cannot afford, medical aid, and they are found at a public hospital. So on that level.
I think that there's two issues. The one is we have the right people. Mm. We have the right training in place. I'm talking from your psychology, your doctor psychology, your psychiatrist. The problem lies that we don't have enough of them. In our country at the moment, I know it seems like it's like if you look at the amount of if you compare us to a growing nation, to another third world country like Argentina, for example. In 2011, South Africa had about 1.8 psychosocial providers for every 100,000 people. And just to put things into perspective, in other developing nations such as Argentina, there are 13 psychosocial providers for every 100,000 people. So it's 13 times more systems available in other developing countries. So I think we have the right people. I just don't think we have enough of the right people to assist at this point in time.
Now, you mentioned that tragedy that we learnt about, the Isim Timineni tragedy. Do you feel that that puts the spotlight in terms of how much we need to reform our mental health care system in South Africa?
100%. And I think, the sad part is that something like this had to happen before something had to be done about it. For example, with that incident, the Gauteng the government then went in and put, about 890 million rand more into mental health for the region. I just sincerely hope that other governments like the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, and everyone else now follow suit and look at this example, look at this incident that happened, and now put more money and more measures into place into mental health.
Definitely. I think we're going to have to leave it there, Shoka. But shukran for chatting to us and giving us clarity on this and, raising the awareness that's very much needed on this particular, sector in South Africa. And in closing, just a message to people who are battling silently, who aren't able to accept and, families in particular that are in denial, especially in the Muslim community, with regards to depression and other mental health illnesses, issues.
I just think that people need to if somebody's telling you that they're not feeling well, that they're suffering from extended sadness, sleeplessness, insomnia, it mustn't be just looked at, listen, take a pause, get over it. It needs to be really seriously taken into consideration. And if ever in doubt, we have a helpline, a toll-free helpline that's available for anyone. We have trained counselors available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Where they can contact and they can ask. There's no harm in asking if the help is available for free. So everyone is more than welcome to contact our helpline on 0800 20 50 26. It's the Pharma Dynamics helpline, and we're there to help anyone who wants. And it's free. Like I said, like you mentioned early on, there are our health system is taking strain. So we offer this on the side to assist those people who just need a counselor to talk to.
I think that's a brilliant initiative, and I think before we start judging, I think definitely it's good to be able to chat to a professional to get advice and assistance. Thanks so much, Shokat, and all the best to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, that day, a mental health portfolio manager for PharmaDynamics, just talking to us about how a national health insurance is not the quick fix that's necessary in terms of our mental health care crisis that South Africa is facing. We know that we had this tragedy. It was last year, wasn't it?